Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. We'll be watching to see if Montana voters start pressing our congressional candidates for more of their plans for fixing Social Security. There's been little discussion about the looming problem so far in the 2026 campaigns, but as Tracy Taylor reports, it could rise to the top of the list after a new report suggesting the impending collapse of the system is much closer than we thought.
Montanans are closely watching the future of Social Security after a new trustees report found the program's retirement trust fund could run short of reserves by 2032, only 6 years from now. Without action from Congress, benefits could be reduced by about 22%. Many Montana seniors rely on Social Security to help pay for housing, utilities, groceries, and other necessities. Lawmakers continue debating possible fixes as retirees and future beneficiaries await answers. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
MHP investigators are working to track down the cause of a fatal accident in Flathead County over the weekend. The Montana Highway Patrol says a 20-year-old Helena man died after being struck by a vehicle on U.S. Highway 2 near Kalispell just before 3 o'clock Saturday morning. Authorities report an 18-year-old Eureka man was driving a Ford F-150 westbound when the truck struck the pedestrian, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Three teenage passengers in the truck escaped injury. Roads were reported to be dry and clear at the time, so investigators are trying to figure out what may have caused the crash. Governor Greg Gianforte saying the state is in the running as one of 10 semifinalists for up to $15 million in job creation money from the U.S. Department of Education. Montana's proposal would build on the state's existing 406 jobs initiative. The state would receive technical assistance over the next 6 months to refine its strategy as it competes for a $4 million semifinalist prize pool and a subsequent $10 million finals intervention pool. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.